The first is that when the ECB does something particularly controversial which may go beyond its mandate, they should do so publicly, and they should have the backing of the Eurogroup president and of the European Parliament president. The second recommendation is that the treaties should be changed to give the European Parliament a lot more control over the ECB. So, for example, the European Parliament should have the authority to vote for executive board members, which are currently announced, nominated by the European Council, so just between the governments. And this should be a vote in the European Parliament in order to have much better scrutiny of those candidates. Thirdly, the European Central Bank should be legally obliged to report publicly to the European Parliament every 3 months, because currently the ECB is doing this voluntarily, but voluntarily is more or less the opposite of accountability. Accountability only works if you're legally obliged to it, and not if you do it because you like to do it. Fourthly, we think that the ECB should have less broad mandate, so that means it shouldn't participate in the Troika negotiations. And fifth, we think that banking supervision should, in the medium term, be better separated, but and have a stronger accountability regime. This mostly applies to what the ECB does in the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision, because this is a global standard setter, and when a standard on capital requirements for banks, etc., is set at the global level in Basel, then after that, it's very difficult for the European legislator, for the European Commission, to change those standards. So that's why it's crucially important what the ECB does in Basel, and so we should oblige the ECB to report to the European Parliament in detail and publicly exactly what banking regulations it is advocating for in Basel.